Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
I'm too old to worry about who likes me and who doesn't. I've got better things to do. So if you love me, I love you. If you support me, I support you. If you hate me, I don't care. I'm too old to worry about who likes me and who doesn't. I've got better things to do. So if you love me, I love you. If you support me, I support you. If you hate me, I don't care.
More tools for tackling overwhelm. Number one, use the word no. Number two, consult your calendar before you say yes. Number three, clear your mind. And number four, get organized by prioritizing your week's workload. One of the best tools for tackling overwhelm is learning how to say no. Just no. I'm not going to be able to help you with that. No explanation needed, because when you start giving people your whys for your no, it opens the door to a conversation you don't want to have about something you're not prepared to deal with. So just smile, look, and say, oh, thank you for thinking of me. But no, I'm not going to be able to help you with that today. Next one, consult your calendar. Your calendar is a great bad guy, because when somebody asks you to do something and it's going to increase your workload to the point that it makes you feel overwhelmed, what you can do is this. Glance over your calendar and you have two responses. You know what? I don't see any time there. I'm going to be able to work on that with you today. Sorry. Or, you know what? It's 9 o'clock right now. I've got a little bit of time between 2 and 2:10. If you come back at 2 o'clock, I can spend 10 minutes with you on that problem. A lot of times, if the person doesn't have until 2 o'clock, they'll go find somebody else to help them with that. Right? Love it. Number three, clearing your mind. Clearing your mind dictates, if you're not a person that's already doing meditation or you don't have any breathing exercises, just get up. Get up from your desk, get up from the sofa, go into the kitchen, make yourself a cup of coffee, walk out the door, walk around the block, just do something that will get you out of that space and give your mind a chance to reorganize itself and create space for you to solve a problem, be creative, or move on. Number four, organize by prioritizing your workload. A long list of 26 things on every single line on a sheet of legal paper is not really getting organized. What I suggest is get a sheet of paper, put Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and start taking the things off of that list and putting them in the day that they're due. Then go back and prioritize them, because a lot of times what we do is we make this long list of things and we just start tackling the first thing on the list. And unfortunately, the first thing is not always the most important thing. And that's why we miss deadlines. I missed a really fabulous party that was thrown by Matthew Jordan Smith, the photographer in Los Angeles, star-studded. So if you don't want to be me missing important things, consider these four ways of addressing overwhelm by number one, saying no. Number two, consulting your calendar. Number three, clearing your mind. And number four, getting organized by
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I've got a very special guest joining us today for the first time. It is a real honor to bring her to you guys. I've had a chance to chat with her, and she's from the realm, in the realm of hair replacement. We're going to talk a little bit about that. It is my great honor. She goes by Gigi, Miss Gigi Ford. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie.
Yes, it's really nice to finally have you here for the fans to actually get to meet you through all, just having you on the show and just your energy and all your buoyant, just everything. We're just excited, yes. Finally.
Yes.
So listen.
I'm so honored.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Let me just tell you, I want to kind of jump in on this, Gigi, because when we had a chance to talk, I told you, I said, first of all, hair replacement is very close to my heart. So this is something I've worked in. I've been a part of this, the whole hair replacement part on the spectrum of hair care. And it's important. It's important to the folks, to your clients, to the folks that you're interacting with, and everything that you're about. And yes. I just want to say that this really, that's why we had to have you here. And I've got to just shout out, if I may, to start this whole entire process, I have to first say thank you to Sam Enon from BOBSA, BOBSA.org, for making this entire interview today possible for the Hair Radio Morning Show. So you guys know Sam Enon. He's been on our show many, many times, from the Black-owned Beauty Supply Association, which he runs, BOBSA.org. And this is all that he's about, is helping to promote folks who are out there trying to make a difference in this community with getting their supply shops, their salons, anything along that spectrum out there. So we're very proud to be connected with Mr. Sam Enon and BOBSA.org. So Gigi, I've got to start there with you. So how has this all been, and your connection with BOBSA? Let's go in a little bit. How did we start there? And then, of course, we'll get more into your whole entire business with hair replacement. But, yes, how
first
did the connection?
I want to say, absolutely, thank you. And it's an honor to be on and share with the audience. And thank God for Sam I met Sam many, many years ago when he started Bossa in the Bay Area. And I became a part, and then I, you know, people get busy and, you know, drop out, which was a bad mistake. Because this being with Bossa is so awesome. So we reconnected recently, and we're on our way to do bigger and better things. I will never leave Bossa again.
I love that. You heard it right here, folks, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're gonna hold Gigi to that. We really are, which is just awesome. So I'm loving it. And wait till Sam. Sam, I know you're out there, Sam, and I can't wait to hear what you got to say on that one. Okay, so listen. And as we said, you're out in California. Now you're in the San Leandro area, in San Leandro, I believe. So you're right there.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, is that Northern California? That's not down south like Los Angeles area, but up north,
we're
right?
We're in Northern California. I'm like 10 minutes from Oakland.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So San Leandro is connected to Oakland. Oakland, San Leandro, then it goes Hayward. Fremont, it just goes on and on. Yes, I'm in Northern California. Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm loving this. Now, Gigi, you got to tell us first, what exactly is the business Hair Replacement by Gigi? Tell us all about it.
Okay, it's Hair Replacement by Gigi, which non-surgical hair replacement. I empower, encourage, promote, and prepare cosmetologists to go into another area of their business. I wrote a book a while back, Don't Lose Your Clients Because They're Losing Their Hair. And I did that because in the industry, so many salons were losing their clients and had to refer them out when they could not replace the hair. First, I always say, you know, see a dermatologist. If the hair is going to grow back, you can work with a trichologist. But if it's not going to grow back, then you want to be able to service that client. And non-surgical hair replacement, where we're replacing the missing hair. We work with medical-related hair replacement, and that's where the lady lose her hair for medical reasons. So that's very important. If you're working with clients with medical-related hair loss, that you're able to use the right type of attachment methods to attach their hair. Now, it could be attached to skin. It could be attached to hair. So there's many options, but you must be prepared. So I secondly carry the book I wrote, The Curriculum of Hair Replacement. Why did I do that? Because they need the theory. They need to know who, what, when, and why. You know, we're gifted out here, and we can attach, and we can style, we can create. But why are you doing it? When do you do it? Who do you do it on? It's so important. So it's non-surgical hair replacement. Hair Replacement by Gigi is an entity for education for non-surgical hair replacement.
Well, I am so excited to hear you talk about it. I love how you explain it, Gigi. I really do. This is really great. Now, and I want to talk a little bit about the difference between non-surgical hair replacement. Let's break it on down for everybody, and surgical hair replacement.
Okay. So the difference of non-surgical, we're not going into the scalp. It's not attached to the scalp. Transplant, putting hair in one by one into the scalp. Then they have other methods of surgery that they do for hair replacement. Non-surgical is where we are attaching it to the hair in the top surface of the skin.
Okay, so that's important to understand, folks. So, you know, what is it? It's not, you know, there's a way that is described. So you're not going on and, you know, and it's not invasive and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
So, this
so you
really...
you don't have to be a doctor to do non-surgical.
Wow, and that's important. And then let's go back to what you said, because I love how you explain this for the professional stylists who are looking to add a service that many clients many of our fans out there who are tuned in right now and listening, they often think that hairstylists know and are familiar with hair replacement options.
That's a myth. That's a myth.
And that is a big myth. And I want to talk about that. While some have gone on and gotten extra knowledge in this area, I'm going to say many are not familiar, and this is where you come in. Okay,
yes.
So Gigi, please explain this and talk to our professionals who are tuned in, because, you know, here at Hair Radio, we're in the middle of everybody. We've got our wonderful professionals who are learning today for the very first time and who would like to learn that and take that next step. So we're going to get them on their way with that. And and I'll then ask you about our clients who do think that, you know, every stylist knows this. And so it's important for you guys to pay close attention too. Okay, so
yes,
Gigi, please take it away with that.
Yes, it's very important that they be certified to do these services, because you can cause damage if you're not doing it correctly. So for the clients that's searching and have different types of hair loss, such as female pattern baldness, they might have tension baldness from braids. There's burned on the scalps where they got, you know, back in the day, Jerry curls or different chemicals, and these types of hair loss. So if the hair is not going to come back, you want to make sure that the stylist is certified for non-surgical hair replacement. That means they've been trained, they know their theory, their experience. You know, they can go on YouTube and learn this, Carrie, but they're not teaching you the theory behind it. And in order for you to do a great consultation and give the client what they deserve and what they need, you must be qualified to do that. So,
and I want to just say, Gigi, listen, for you guys out there who I call the wonderful, especially at-home stylists, okay, I'm going to talk to you guys right now. Please be aware that YouTube is not cosmetology school. It is not hair loss university. It is not dermatology school. So please be aware. And those of you who are looking, you know, to remedy things that are going on, please, please, please just follow along with what Gigi is telling you today. Very, very important information. And we're going to break it on down even further, because I'm going to talk about, you know, some folks out there in the professional community, those who are stylists, those who are trichologists, those who are the, you know, the practitioners and this and that and all that. We're going to talk about some of the nomenclature today. But this is really information that you're not going to find just any old place. So, Gigi, you brought it here today. And I love it. So great job.
And, you know, Sam, I've been into non-surgical hair replacement since 1994. So I'm an OG. I'm a legend. And what's important, I think, in what I do have is experience. Not only experience, but then the wisdom that comes with it. So I really believe in preparing each and every one that's going to do non-surgical hair replacement. I came from behind the chair 15 years ago. God took me into education. So that's my passion. I have nothing for you but knowledge, wisdom, and education to prepare you. And then mentorship is important. Once you learn these techniques and you have your theory, you still need mentorship. You know, so it's not like you go to school, you learn it, and then you're ready. It's so much more to go in it. And so I'm that person that have the experience and the knowledge to give to you so you can be the best that you can be for your clients. It's not about us. It's about these clients out here. You know, when you lose your hair, that takes your self-esteem and so many other things. I've seen so many people go in depression because of hair loss. It's very important. Your hair is your crown. And so it's important, if you decide that you want to replace it, you want to go to a non-surgical hair replacement specialist. And when they have that name on the door, non-surgical hair replacement, you need to ask the right questions to make sure that they are certified and qualified to take care of you.
Well, what are some of those questions that they should ask? Or is that good enough just to say, are you certified? Because if I would just say, yeah, I'm certified.
Right. Well, no, for the client that's going in for the service,
yes.
You want to look around, look at their certificates on the wall. Where did you have your training? How long have you been in this industry? You know, how many clients did you have? How many, can you show me before and after pictures? What's the technique you would use for me? It's not a one-size-fits-all. And it's really breaking my heart today, Carrie, to see everybody saving everybody's hair to do the bonding technique. Well, I was raised and taught to, you create for that area of the loss. You don't save their head to fit the hair system, like one size fits all. So when you learn prosthesis design, you learn how to create and design that prosthesis or hair piece for that client. And they have to keep in mind, what type of attachment are you going to be using? So when you're ordering, you have to take into consideration the foundation. What I see today is they order hair pieces, they look at the hair, the color, and the length, and they order it in the texture. But when you're working with hair loss, you want to look at the foundation. What is it made of? Is it monofilament? Is it lace? Is it polyurethane? Is it silk?
Right.
And why do I choose these different foundations for my clients?
Absolutely. And the other thing that I'm so happy to have you here on this, and I want to touch on that, and that is that once this happens, once you, let's say that these are clients who are, you know, going through this and having this type of treatment, that this is something that it may be ongoing. You don't just perform non-surgical hair replacement and then just send them on their way never to hear from them again. There's a relationship, professional relationship. Please tell us about how this continues on and from there.
Yes, and that is so important that you build a relationship with your client. They need to trust you. They don't want to go from chair to chair. They want to find a home that they feel safe in, and they can trust that you're going to do the right thing for them. So it's very important that you build that relationship and trust with your client. And the only way you're going to do that is give them what they desire, if that's what they need. Most importantly, what they need, what's going to work for their lifestyle. You know, so you have many options. Daily wear, semi-permanent wear, and permanent wear. What's the difference? The difference in daily wear is where you're going to attach it and they can take it off daily. For example, if someone going through chemotherapy, they do not want to have anything attached to their skin or hair. But if you do, you got to make sure you're using a product that's safe for the skin. So you have the option of semi-permanent. That means it's going to stay on 4 weeks or more. And then permanent, it goes on to 8 weeks. But I really recommend that the client comes back within 8 weeks. You want to make sure that it's working for them, they're not having any problem, any breakouts, because there's different types of attachments. So it's the follow-up that's important. And when they leave from that consultation, number one, you don't do any non-surgical hair replacement without a consultation.
Absolutely.
So it's very important that you get that client's story, where she's been, what's happened, and what's going on. And most importantly, that did she see a dermatologist? Did the dermatologist say this hair is not going to grow back? If the hair is going to grow back, there's many trichologists and practitioners help you with that as well.
Exactly. And I love that you mentioned that there are folks out there in every phase of this, of your journey, of your hair journey, to assist you.
You have female pattern baldness. Maybe they have lupus and they have hair loss in certain spots. Mm-hmm. And maybe the scalp is going to break out, you know. And you don't want to cover abrasions or anything that's broken out on the skin. You want to make sure the scalp is completely healed. And that's so important. So there's many reasons why people lose their hair. It might be medication. It might be diet. And so if it's diet, medication, or you're not eating right, that hair will grow back. But if it's female pattern baldness, male pattern baldness,
there's a whole heap of alopecia. Yeah.
Yeah, that their hair is not going to grow back. And that's where non-surgical hair replacement come in to play. If you,
right.
you just have to understand it, be knowledgeable on it, the who, the when, and the why. I always say that.
Yes, I totally agree. And this is so important. And folks know how close we are to this whole entire subject. Guys, if you're just joining us, if you're just tuning in, I'm Carrie Hines. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, as always, with the Hair Radio Morning Show. And today we're on with one of our great new friends here at the show. And she specializes in hair, non-surgical hair replacement. We're talking to Gigi Fort today, and I'm so excited. She's out in San Leandro, California. That's up north out there. And she's really walking us through all of this, and I love this. You have started at the beginning for the folks out there. You're speaking literally and really helping to educate, especially the professionals as well, who really are looking to begin this journey with how do they get into, offering hair loss to so many folks out there who are looking for answers and things that can help them on what they've got to do. So this is really good. Gigi, I want to just go back a little bit. Okay, let's talk, let's take it back a little bit on a personal level. How did you get started on something like this? Because this is something, first let me just ask you that. How did you get started on the topic and on, and found your place and space in hair replacement? Please tell us.
Yes. This backstory, I was just a cosmetologist, and then I went into hair weaving. I was known as hair weaving, the weave queen in Oakland, California. And that was 1981.
Okay.
And as I was doing all of these hair weaves, I was seeing more and more clients that really needed more than just a weave because the tension that was being put on their hair. So there is clients that can wear hair weaves, but I had so many clients, especially after 60 years old, that were losing their hair and going into female pattern baldness. And I said, Lord, it must be another way. And I did my research, and I found training all over the United States and also out the country for hair replacement. So I trained for many, many years in non-surgical hair replacement. And as I went into non-surgical hair replacement, I had all these clients that were wearing hair weaves. And doing the hair weaves, I was in the salon till 1, 2 in the morning, sometimes till the street sweeper came to sweep the street. And I would crawl out of there with my back hurting from so many hours of doing the hair weaves. And so I designed a hair piece to take the place of a weave, to transition the people into hair replacement. So that's when my journey started, when I saw the hair loss. I saw that we were causing more damage than good, and I wanted to be a blessing to the ladies and not a curse. You know, you want to make it better, not worse. So I went into non-surgical hair replacement, and then I'll go into the training part.
Wow. That is just incredible. Well, listen, I am just in awe, really, Gigi. I am. I have to say, this is incredible, and my heart breaks for so many, like you mentioned at the top of this today, who are reeling from all of this. And there are some, as you know, here at Hair Radio, we created the we call TAS, T-A-S. And that is because that's one of those alopecias, Traction Alopecia Foundation is what it stands for. And and so I am just so very proud of it. So we'll talk a little bit about it and in some days to come and all of that. But first, Gigi, before we're not going to let you go. We want to talk a little bit about your website. I love your site. So tell everybody how they can find you online and all that really great stuff. And let's talk about your website.
Yes. So it's Hair Replacement by Gigi. for my website, www.hairreplacementbygigi. But before
dot
I move
com,
on,
dot com,
dot
everybody.
Com, dot
yes,
com,
replacement yes. by gigi.com.
Yes, and on the website is all education, not only the training or mentorship, but then the educational tools that you need to get started as well. I don't believe in, you know, leading people and then dropping them. So I have transitioned from the mentorship, but I have trained and passed the torch to so many non-surgical hair replacement specialists today that's available to do the mentorship for you. So also, not only the website, but it's all about the education, the training. We travel around the country with the team doing these trainings for non-surgical hair replacement. It might be a 3-day training, a 4-day training. And then after that, you need mentorship. I recommend that they get the textbook, the curriculum of hair replacement. That is your theory. When you go to beauty school, you have theory. Then you're on the floor. So many people want to put the cart, the cart.
Right,
they have to have their theory, but where do they get the theory? So that's the curriculum of hair replacement. And by having that curriculum, Carrie, it allows them to ask the instructor or the educator the right questions and make sure that that educator is prepared and qualified to teach these classes. So whether you go on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, it's Hair Replacement by Gigi. I do have a group on Facebook. It's called The Truth About Non-Surgical Hair Replacement. That
Ooh.
Is so important to me that they know the truth, not the
okay.
myth. So it's
yes.
The Truth About Non-Surgical Hair Replacement. And that's a private group on Facebook. As long as you're a licensed cosmetologist,
you can
join
be part
that
of
group.
That. Yeah. And that's important.
We keep you update all the
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Because, listen, hair replacement is huge. And when I say huge, it's huge, big ball of, there's so many different types of things and things that you should know. So you need
yes.
somebody, like you have to have somebody, not just need, you need to have someone like Gigi Ford, who is an expert at this. And you've been out there.
Yes.
A long time at this, Gigi. You know how to do things with this, and this is important.
You know, not only that, I've been out here a long time in my experience, but Larry, I traveled over to China, to Asia. I went
wow.
to Cambodia. I went to
yeah.
Indonesia.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, I started my own prosthesis line at one time. So I do understand from the front door to the back door of running that business. That is so important. We have the gift. We have the talent. But can we run the business? Can you scale your business? Can you grow that business? It's so
on
important.
On a financial talk we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes. Absolutely. And so we
yes.
offer business training as well. So it's a group. Mm-hmm. It's a team. It's a panel with different experts that make sure that you get all you need to get started in this business and then to continue on to mentor you, to hold your hand and make sure you're going in the right direction.
Now, Gigi, I do want to ask you a question because we also out here in the hair world, we also have distributors.
Yes.
Now, silly question, but let me just ask, do you have to be a hairstylist to learn hair replacement?
I recommend that because then you have the background of working with the hair and scalp. I know in some countries, states, you don't have to be licensed, but I know you should be licensed to either touch the scalp, shampoo, and do anything to the hair and scalp. Now, like braiders don't have to be licensed as a cosmetologist. To own a wig store, you don't need to be licensed as a cosmetologist. But in order to do attachment methods to the skin or hair, you should have a cosmetology license.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. folks, the reason I bring that up and raise that question, just check with your local state boards, guys,
yes.
because every state has their own little twist on it.
Yes.
Pardon the pun.
Yes,
they all got
absolutely.
A little twist on things. So,
absolutely.
You know, just check out, right?
Yes. And, you know, I also want to mention as well, there are so many options for the clients to pay for their prosthesis. It is pricey.
Oh,
So insurance companies will pay. Now, if you have insurance, you check with your insurance, your policy. Everybody's policy is different, and see if they cover cranial prosthesis or medical wigs. The VA pay for cranial prosthesis, care credit pay for it. So as many options for your clients where they don't have to come out of pocket. So we share that in our trainings. We teach you that. I also wrote a book all about insurance, non-surgical hair replacement medical edition. That's on the website as well. Gives you step-by-step on filing claims and working with these entities for your clients. So
and I know that absolutely, and that's what I was going to say. I know that you guys have come up with some ways to help them possibly finance this if they need to.
Yes.
You guys really, you've thought of everything. So listen, again, I have to say, I am just blown away. The website, Hair Replacement by Gigi.com.
Yes.
And Gigi is G-I-G-I, just so that I've said it. Again, www.hairreplacementbygigi.com. Do check her out. I love your website as well because it really covers everything. And your pictures are very demonstrative. They're very clear. I really mean it in a very good way. They're very demonstrative and very clear, so no one can misunderstand what it's about. And I love that you're offering, literally telling folks and giving them the truth again. The truth about non-surgical hair loss solutions, because the, you know, for those of us who are in the industry, we know. So we, this is really great when you come across someone like Gigi on this. Okay.
Yes.
And for whatever you're dealing with out there, this is wonderful. This is a great site. And I love that you also recognize those folks who've gone through your certifications. Outstanding. Outstanding.
Yes. Absolutely.
So, good
pass
stuff.
That torch to the next generation.
You, let me tell you something, you're doing some big things. And I'm here to also announce that we're going to be helping you with some ideas and things over here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're going to get you connected with our amazing online community. Gigi, let me tell you, we have our own online community at Hair Radio where you can sign up and become a member, and folks will be able to follow you right here at Hair Radio. So when they hear your amazing commercial, which we're going to have you guys listen out for right here on our network, and that you're talking about some of...
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Rise and Shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right. It's Thursday morning, October 5th, 2023. I'm Kerry Hines. It is a little after 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock if you're out in the Central Time Zone. It is the Hair Radio Morning Show, our broadcast number 903. It's mid-show, and we are so excited to have you with us. So listen, it is time to bring to the line my co-star in the morning, live chat, mid-show, and we are talking about the one and only, Miss Queen Nicole Marie. Good morning,
Good
Nicole
morning.
Marie. How's that opening
Happy
greeting?
Happy mid-show. That's wonderful. Thank you, thank you. How are
yes,
you this morning, Karen?
Yes, officially good morning. Doing great,
yeah.
Doing great. I see you every day. We're just killing it. Doing better and better as we kind of progress.
Awesome.
I was just looking back and thinking about things that we need to do. We'll put out some
right.
notices so we can get some folks in to join us in the morning. And kind
right.
of a
Let's do it.
Recommitment, if that's a word, to doing
okay.
great work, to doing greater work, I should say, because we're doing a great job.
Yes.
But
we're always
looking and striving.
Work.
Oh, we're doing
yeah.
great. But you know what? It's about striving for doing better. And how
right.
can we
right.
do better professionally and personally? And so
awesome.
I just wanted to, you know, yeah. So I'll be focused on that today. Trying to catch up with a few things. We're going to try to put the magazine on out. Try to catch up with a few other things and just keep on going and that's all that we can do.
That's what
but,
it's all about.
The support of others is important. Yeah, it's important. We got to get folks
right.
to understand. I mean, why is it so, we're so, I don't know. We can't seem to understand that you got to support your own community. My gosh.
That's it.
Like we just, our brains
right
have been taken
door.
Over. Yeah, you got to support your own community, folks, if you're looking for success. Everybody else does it. I don't know.
Do.
But this is the thing that we've got to do. So I listen to Gigi. She talks of hair loss and all of that. She's been around since the early 90s. So we came along right around the same time. I came along a little after her with regards to hair loss. With regards to
okay.
the hair, I started the hair business in 1995. It's been a remarkable, wonderful life along the way. And we've got so much
awesome.
That we'll be kind of getting in touch with. And we also have some items to give away. We're going to do some giveaways. I've got plenty of things to get out to people, plenty of things. So we got to do some
awesome.
Giveaways, and we'll get all that
Let's
stuff posted to social media today. We'll also try to update some websites and just try to get things back rolling and let
right,
folks know that
right.
we are as committed as ever to making sure we've
Certainly
got great
are.
Content. Yeah. So now how are you doing down there? Now, Nicole Marie, if you guys don't know, she's an elected official down in her neighborhood, in her area, down, I have to say, yeah, in Water Valley, Mississippi. So how's all that going? And I'm just as committed to our community up here in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
And so how's everything going with all of that?
Things are going very well, Carrie. We have a board meeting the first Tuesday of every month, so we just had our meeting on Tuesday evening, and things went well, still continuing the, you know, the business of the city and taking care of different issues that we need to, approving things, hiring, terminating, all those tasks that come along with, you know, being a part of the board. So things are going very, very well, very well.
Yes, and
now,
I have to say, go ahead, Nicole Marie.
No, I was just going to mention to you that earlier you were speaking of all the rain and everything that you had there in New York.
Yeah.
And guess what? today it's raining here in Mississippi.
Oh, well,
but only
we sent it your way.
Yeah, but not a lot of rain,
but we have
some rain today.
Oh, that's nothing. Some rain. Ain't like all the rain.
No, not any bad storms or anything. Just rain.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think. It was a storm and that it was nonstop rain, but we didn't have like a lot. I didn't see any like thundering and lightning and all that kind of stuff. But I will say this, it was nonstop rain. So I know how Noah felt.
Wow.
It was really nonstop rain and for days and days. And the sun just was nowhere in sight. So if you're outside of the New York area, you probably saw it on the news. So I'm in New York City, but we also have, of course, New York City sits inside of New York State. So we have the five boroughs, in which I'm a part of one, and then we have upstate New York and different parts that connect us all in the state of New York. And it was just rain to no end. So I'm so happy that kind of dissipated and dried on up and got on out. And went to Mississippi. I'm sorry,
today.
But if I don't ever see rain
it's
again,
been a while
I'm okay.
Since we had rain, so.
Wow. Well, let me tell you, it was here in droves. I had never seen that much rain. I mean, it honestly, that was a lot of rain. And so the world has changed. I think we got to kind of really wake up and understand that things have changed out here. So, you know, kind of pay a little bit of attention so we can, you know, you still got to live your life, but you got to be cognizant of what's going on in the world. And it's so much, as you guys know, and it's real crazy out here. But we're going to continue to support each other as much as we can through our efforts and just know that it ain't over yet, folks. We're here.
Nope,
and we're here to make a difference.
We're still putting it on.
Exactly. We are here to make a difference. Today, Throwback Thursday, we kind of opened up with some Irene Cara, whom I missed. We lost her not all that long ago.
Irene Cara.
Just what an incredible actress and singer. I still have that video out there on my YouTube page. If you go to YouTube and search Keri Hines, that's KERRYHINES, you'll see the Irene Cara video. We did a little tribute video, which garnered a few views on our site and all of that stuff. So it was a video. So do check it out. It's a tribute to Miss Irene Cara. Plus, we have a lot of other videos out there while you're there. And, of course, we have the Salon TV Network, which we're also just killing it, making sure that we keep adding and benefiting everybody who is a part of this whole thing with promotions. We want to have a full promotions house where you are literally a part of everything. And that's what we're kind of pulling together. And we'll keep you guys informed of all of that. So just wanted to kind of put that on out there. And, of course, there's one other big announcement, Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie Rose's voice here. You got wild announcements. Well, yes, it is. The Astrolabe magazine. We do. Because, you know what, we have about four or five big businesses all interconnected. And so not to mention, I've been out there for almost three decades on radio.
Right.
And I've had a lot of experiences that I can share that can help folks who have, who are looking to get their name out there, who are looking to launch products, who are looking to write books. We cover every single thing in promotion. You can just literally just say, Keri, can you do? And we can. So that's how we operate.
One-stop shop.
Everything from business cards and flyers to posters to banners, to design, to sales, to advertising, to marketing, to publishing, to directing videos, to writing content, to, I mean, websites.
Everything.
Every little drop.
Whatever
don't get
you
it
need.
Twisted, folks. We cover it all. And so
right.
That's how I've been able to maneuver for all these years. Because the more, remember I was saying the other day, you have to keep yourself relevant. You got to
right.
keep yourself in the know. And I think you were saying that
the more you
in
know,
the hope of
the
today.
More you grow, Carrie.
That's right. And the further you go. But I had that little drop on. So listen again. Yeah, right. It is Thursday morning. It's October 5th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie. It's a little before 7:15 here on the East Coast. About 6:13 or so if you're out in the Central Time Zone. Wanted to sip a little bit of coffee. Listen, Michael will be joining us at about 7:25 this morning. His check-in time. We're going to be waking him up right now. He's getting those last few minutes of
wake
sleep,
up,
a little shut-eye. Yeah, wake up, Michael Hopkins. You guys know him. He hosts the Vet Talk radio show on Tuesday mornings at 8:30. I think we'll try to get on one of his classic pieces in our spotlight hour. It's a little way to say thank you for always being there and supporting our broadcast. So we'll see if we can get that on around 8:30 or so this morning, yeah. And then tomorrow, of course, Friday, it's Fan Day Friday. We will have a guest in studio. We will have a guest in studio in the 8 o'clock hour. So it's a surprise guest. So you'll have to tune in.
Exciting.
And I won't know until 8 o'clock.
I love our surprise guest, Carrie.
Yes, me too. And it's been a while. We had a lot of technical challenges in recent months,
right.
and so I kind of have put the brakes on producing those kind of broadcasts. But we've kept on going. As you always say, keep it going.
That's it.
And we have. And so we're returning to bringing you some incredible folks that a lot of you have met, some you've met, and others, you know, I think will be a big introduction. So I'm really
awesome.
Excited about it. Hey, this is the Hair Radio Morning Show.
We are the leaders
in broadcasting. We were the first to put it down. Remember, we were the
You're
first.
So right, Carrie.
So,
so
yeah, we weren't the followers. We started the game.
Leading the way.
Exactly. And we're still here. So I'm super, super excited about that. And again, AfroLock Magazine, I do want to touch on that. It will be out, as I mentioned, at the top of the hour, probably within a couple of days, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe Saturday. It will certainly be out in the next couple of days. And this issue is going to blow your socks off. So I'm looking forward to sharing it. I really am. So, yeah, it's about family and really what makes us stronger. You know, the family bond, the familial bond. And this is right up your alley, Nicole Marie.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think you're going to really like this. It was written by Khadijah, who is one of our top writers here at AfroLock Magazine, and we're just so excited. So I'm super, super hyped about it. Crystal Wright is back as well from out in California. You guys heard a little bit of Crystal earlier, telling us the four things to kind of help keep your life straight. Dakota Somerville, who writes for Rugged Evolution, is here and her contribution. Plus, I'll be pulling together some surprises for the magazine, for AfroLock Magazine. If you have not subscribed, there's still time, so simply go to AfroLock Magazine. com and subscribe. And again, it's spelled AfroLock, AfroLock Magazine. And so on the October cover, on our current cover, which I absolutely love, it's our fifth cover in a row, and so I'm super hyped about it, we featured family. And primarily we've got a few African-American families. and different types of families, because there are different types of families. You know, I always believed, I said, well, does children make it a family? How about if you don't have any children and you're just a couple? Is that a family? How about if there's nobody left in your family and it's just you and a sibling? Is that family? You know, so what, Nicole Marie, and you have to be the premier person to talk to about this, but what would you consider, what constitutes a family to Nicole Marie?
Well, Carrie, I would say all of the above and more, what you said. People that, you know, care about one another, that are connected to one another, you are family. You are family. Like you said, it could be, you know, it could be a parent and the children. It could be, you know, the mom, the dad, and the children. Without children, it may be a cousin, you know, it could be two cousins or a group of cousins. I mean, you're family. When you're together, you are family. And then again, I have friends that I'm so very close to that they are family to me. So family to me doesn't even necessarily have to be, you don't have to be blood related, but you're still a family. When you have that connection and you're together, you are a family. Because the family looks like so many different things nowadays.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, you're
but
right.
It's important. It's
and
key.
I'm just
it's
gonna,
the core.
Yes, it's important.
Those relationships. They're so important.
Absolutely. Well, there's this thing that they used to say, at a certain point, your friends become your family, and your family become your friends. And I try to remember that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if we're lucky. And and I think that that's really cool, you know. So, yeah, family. So thank you for that, Nicole Marie. That really brings up why this issue of Afrolock Magazine for the month of October 2023 is so important. We've looked at families across the board. And Nicole, you reminded me of something yesterday. Nicole, now, remember, the Hair Radio Morning Show, which airs 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays, 5 to 8 if you're in Central Time Zone. We're live Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So you please make a note of that. You'll catch us live. But Nicole Marie, I just crack up because we were talking about food. I know we got to move on, but I just wanted to say that I'm going to be doing some recipes. Yes. Oh, let me tell you. Kitchen Cherry was my nickname that my dear late brother gave me. Kitchen Cherry. And so I'll share some recipes. We were supposed to bring that to the radio show as well. We'll do more, you know, some easy, you know, I think I'll start with some easy breakfast things because they're always quick and easy and delicious, and you can do so much. So we'll do something real soon with that. Trust me, you know, when I tell you we're going to work on something, we're going to work on it. Okay.
Let's do
it. So listen, Nicole Marie, we're doing it up. We're doing it up. So like Hope of the Day, we have something to start your incredible experience with each morning, and that is the broadcast. And I'm so excited to be front and center with Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and our incredible team. So, Nicole Marie, you do this Hope of the Day. You bring us the inspiration. Please take a moment to explain to everybody what Hope of the Day is all about.
I certainly will. Thank you, Carrie. Well, Hope of the Day is an inspirational way that I share every single day with the listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show just to inspire you, to uplift you, to just kickstart your day and get your day going, leave you something to hold on to. And the moment of a book called High Hope by Patrick Lindsay, and I just share an inspirational way with you from this book. So hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And it's so important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning, something for us to just hold on to. And it doesn't matter what we may be going through, what we've gone through, or what's to come, because we're holding on to that positive expectation that change can and will occur for all of us. So the hope of the day for this Thursday is use your enthusiasm. It's the catalyst to ignite your spirit. Put a skip in your step and a sparkle in your eye. It's infectious. It contains a special magic. Carrie, back to you. So that there was our hope of the day for this Thursday. And having enthusiasm is so very, very important to me because it is infectious. Nobody wants to be around someone that's dragging along.
Yes.
So it's important to have that enthusiasm because kind of lights the fire. It keeps you focused. It keeps you
let
going.
Let me just jump in and say, Nicole Marie, I have to crack up for a moment. I'm just talking up a storm. And I'm like, what's going on? And I look, my mic is off. And so what happens each day on Hope of the Day, the Hope of the Day, I usually turn my mic off so Nicole can have a nice, clear piece that she shares each morning. And so this time I forgot. I got up and sat back down. And when I sat down, I didn't realize that I'm just talking up a storm. But, no, having enthusiasm, and I think that is the spark each morning. And I so appreciate what you've got to say on this. And remind everybody that Hope of the Day is it's our way to get your day started. So it's mid-show. It happens about this time each morning. And I just think you've done an outstanding job, as always, NM. And thank you for saving me there. That's what having a good co-star and co-host is all about, folks. So thank you so much. And we're doing great. Yeah, the show is everything is just moving along. We're here till 9 o'clock this morning, 8 o'clock Central. It's fine. Yes. And speaking of Hope of the Day, we always like to see if Michael can weigh in and give his perspective on what's happening. Again, he's the host of the Vet Talk Radio, and let me get it right. He's in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. We're always excited to welcome him to the line this
morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Very much so. Nicole Marie, Karen Hines. Wow.
Yes.
Wow, Nicole Marie. That right there is just, you have to have it. You have to be an enthusiastic person. And Nicole Marie, like you said, who wants to be around somebody that is just dragging along?
Right. And it brings you down.
Yeah, it really does, though. It's I guess there's some type of psychological thing going on. I'm not a psychologist or psychotherapist. I just know that when you're not around enthusiastic people, it ain't gonna happen. It just ain't gonna happen. I call it animated enthusiasm. That's what I call it. Animated enthusiasm. Carrie, back over to you.
Well, what exactly does animated enthusiasm mean, Michael Hopkins, since you bring it up? What is animated enthusiasm?
Animated enthusiasm, that means you getting up, you're going, you're moving, you're grooving. You're doing everything that you can to get the party started, and you're adding that energy. You come into the room, and everybody knows you're in the room. That's what it means, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie.
Michael Hopkins, we've been on this radio show with Michael Hopkins for at least a couple hundred episodes, maybe a little more at this time. I think a few hundred episodes of the Hair Radio Morning Show at this point. I have never thought I'd hear you say, get the party started, Michael.
Uh-oh.
That's an all new level of Michael Hopkins. We did not know was there in the morning. So I just
animated enthusiasm.
Yeah,
very much
that.
So.
I love it.
Me too. That's why every morning on the show, because I get folks, Michael and Nicole, you probably do as well, but I always get them, Gary, how do you get so much energy in the mornings? How do you get so happy every day? And I have a secret. I have a secret. And that is that.
What's the secret?
That's why the show, well, here it is. I'm going to share that. That's why I get up at 4 o'clock typically, and the show starts at 6. And we want to be the very first to be out there with things. And it's fresh and in the morning. So if the show came on in the afternoon or something, well, you've got all day and goodness knows what happens to you between that time and the afternoon. So if we can start where there's no other distraction, you know, you just get up and listen and tune in while you're making your coffee, while you're making breakfast, while you're writing notes, while you're reading, while you're watching TV, whatever. But tune on into the Hair Radio Morning Show. I think it's the only place where you're going to get live talk of the community that is from the heart. And we might be looking at expanding our live chat. So we'll keep you informed about all of that. I'm working on quite a few things that you just don't know about yet. We'll be rolling them out. You need to stay tuned. Don't think you've heard the best of us just yet. You have not seen what's next. So we've got a lot more things that are on the way. But good stuff.
All
Nicole Marie, Michael, talk about on the way. Yes. Listen, it's time for our selected music break. We are rolling in the deep. I don't know if you guys know this song, but it was a big hit for a woman called Adele, who put this out many years ago. Yeah, yeah. Well, the version I have was a remake by the Queen of Soul. So when she takes your song, you never kind of get it back, Smokey says about Aretha. And it's true in this case as well. So we'll take this little break, and we'll be back. Michael, when we come back, it's time to talk a little bit about Vet Talk. We want to get more into season 3, and I've got some surprises coming up again in our spotlight hour at about 8:30 or so. We'll kind of get that rolling this morning. So stay with us. Here is Aretha. Great job, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins.
There's a fire burning in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out of the dark. Yeah.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All-Known Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's a fact.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough, and you get who you are, man, what a life.
Oh, yeah. All right. We're back live. It is Thursday morning, October 5th, 2023. It's our show number 903. Can you believe we only have 97 more shows to go before we reach our 1,000 mark of this broadcast? So we're so excited. That'll put us at about 3,000 hours, which is incredible. The longest running hair and beauty radio show in the world. We were the first on regular radio, terrestrial radio, they call it, AM, FM. We syndicated ourselves. We have been the leaders in marching
And so this is a big moment for us. Listen, speaking of the inspiration that Hair Radio has done and leading the charge out here, I want to have a little discussion with you guys out there this morning, if I may. First, let me bring back to the line Hopkins, Michael Hopkins, the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys know him. He's out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Again, good morning, Michael. Happy Mid-Show with the Midpoint.
Happy.
Yeah, 7:38 New York time. Yeah, 6:38 different Central. Hey, I've got this thing that I've wanted to share. I was out on the news, and I said, let me see if I can get the advice of folks out there, and I wanted to just play it, take a listen, and we'll chat about it. It's only a few seconds, so just, you know, bear with us. It's not very long at all, so you got to listen very carefully. And it's about a proposal. It's in the state of New Jersey, so it's on the East Coast in North New Jersey. And this was a somebody in local city government who had proposed a change to barbershops in the North New Jersey area. So it, of course, did not pass or anything like that. I think they probably just, you know, a lot of the local lawmakers, they come up with all these kind of crazy ideas and put them out there and float them out to see the public opinion. So, Michael, I want to get your opinion. You've been a man who's gone to the barbershop. And so, like me. So I want to talk and share, but I first want to get your opinion. So take a listen. And again, it's only 30 seconds, so you got to listen very closely.
Salons and nail salons in Newark are worried about a proposal that would limit the days and hours they can operate. The new guidelines would require those businesses to stay closed on Sundays and on holidays. They'd also not be allowed to operate past 6:30 p.m. the rest of the week. Many owners and employees say the change could hurt their bottom line and even force some of them to look for second jobs. Right now, it's important to note this is just a proposal.
Okay. So, again, they're looking to limit the hours they can operate and, you know, and to say they can't open up on a Sunday and something. Okay, I got to get your opinion on this, Michael. What do you say when you hear something so interesting? Michael, take it away.
Yeah.
What would you like to say?
Carrie, interesting is just a kind of a nice way of putting it. I'm missing something. And it's just boggling my – isn't this called free enterprise? Is that the part that I'm missing?
Right.
Isn't it called free enterprise? The overall thing is you're in business, and now all of a sudden I got somebody dictating to me when I can be in the business, what times I can work in. Like, isn't that called a job? I mean, Carrie, you tell me, isn't that called a job when somebody is telling me you can only work from these hours to these hours? You can't work this day. You can't. So whoever this person is, did they think about things like besides free enterprise? If you have a business, don't you have to pay some type of taxes for that business? And doesn't that come into the bottom line of whatever civil organization that you're supporting, be it a county, a state, or a city? And, I'm just lost. I'm completely – that's why they call it a proposal, right?
Michael, it's hard to believe. Like, listen, folks. I consider folks to be just brain dead stupid. And what on earth? Listen, in addition to what you said, Michael Hopkins, and I hadn't even thought about it from the angle that you just presented. So very good point, Michael. Very good point on free enterprise and that you want to run a business and you need to generate capital, because you got to pay taxes, as Michael said. And And if you can't even be open and somebody's going to tell you, but let's not even look at it from that angle for a moment. Let's look at it, Michael, from a different perspective. First of all, if you are a community person and it's your job to present proposals that are going to benefit the community, what on God's earth would you tell a barbershop to be closed, okay, on a day when maybe they need to be open because folks are off who can patronize their business? And not to mention, it is a community necessity. Really? And the historical context that Black barbershops have made. Now, I don't know about folks in other communities, but in the Afro community, having a hair salon and a barbershop are as American as apple pie to us.
Very much so, Carrie.
And so leave these folks. Listen, go. I don't know how folks just are plumb crazy. Like, what's going on with these policies? Come on, folks.
And you know something else? You know something else too, Karen? I just thought about this. And you brought up a very good point, Karen. It sort of reminds me of these franchise-type hair establishments. And that's what it reminds me of when somebody is trying to say when they can open, what to do, and all that. But like you just said, Karen, and it's a very valid point. In the African-American community, our barbershops, hair salons, those type of enterprises are independently owned. So this is somebody's livelihood. This is how they feed their family, pay their bills, prepare for their retirement eventually. Or this is something that it could be a part-time enterprise for them that's helping them.
Not to mention the benefits of the community.
Right, it benefits the community. It's a place where a lot of us gather and, we talk about things, voting, issues of the day, sports, all kinds of things. It's a tradition in an African American community.
Outside of our community in that sense, because barbershops have always been a way that the fellas connected. But the hair salons also, that's what the word salon means. Have they ever wear? That's what it means.
Yep.
I'm just in shock.
I don't get it, Gary. I don't get it.
North New Jersey is not that far from where we are. I'm in New York City. North New Jersey is across the bridge, through the tunnels, and you're right there in Jersey. For me, it's probably about 40 minutes, 35 minutes or so from where our studio is located. And I just, I'm surprised that this would come out of the Northeast or anywhere, because it's just not the smartest.
Well, yeah, pretty much, Carrie. You're right about that.
I'll see if I can locate the lawmaker and see if we can get him on the show to see if he will come on and on the broadcast. So we'll see. Well, this is the beginning of this, so we'll just continue to follow. What were you going to say?
6:30, Carrie. 6:30. How do you stop at 6:30?
Right. Not to mention folks coming from work. Oftentimes, you don't even reach Center City. You don't even reach Center City by 6:30.
Right.
Listen, if you get off at 6 o'clock, you can't even fit it. I mean, and then traveling, and how about if you got to take a bus? You won't even reach downtown by 6:30.
Or you got to pick your kids up from daycare.
You got to
pick kids up from daycare.
But you got to take them to the barbershop.
Yeah, it just goes on and on and on. Yeah, it would be great. You know, it'll be great to get whoever that person is, like you said, get them on the show.
We can figure out.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get them on the show because it is a crazy notion. And also, if you guys have an opinion about this, we'd love to hear from you. So please feel free to weigh in, and we'll share with everybody.
Michael.
Yeah, so listen, I just wanted to share that I've been meaning to do that and I wanted to get that on across. So we'll keep you well aware. In fact, I'm making a big note to follow up on that for you guys. Michael Hopkins, we want to talk about the Vet Talk radio show a little bit. I want to have a dedication to say that we will do everything we can to make sure that the Vet Talk radio show continues its ascension, to continue to go up and everything that it's doing to continue to build out. We don't want you going away. You got to kind of come back in, and we're going to really do some things to expound on this. You're talking to the number one man in Black Hair Promotions who knows broadcasting and publishing. And we're going to do everything we can to help the veterans. Okay, the news stories and stuff, things that I had never paid a whole lot of attention to prior to Michael Hopkins joining us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, the moment that I hear anything that's related to veterans, I'm very protective now. It gets my attention. Yeah, to make sure that our veterans are treated well and are treated right. And that's something that that I feel very connected to. And so I thank Michael for opening up this world, for making sure that our veterans are treated with the respect they deserve, and anything that we can help them to do to make their lives a little bit easier after they have selflessly put themselves out there for our freedom. So
very much so, Carrie. Now, Carrie, just a little short story that I ran into pertaining to veterans. What has been happening is a lot of the people behind the scenes that work on our claims have been quitting working for the VA. And it was kind of like a not known topic, but
I have not heard it.
Yeah, it's come to light.
Michael, say that again. So you're saying that the folks who are hired to work at the Veteran Administration,
right.
It's a rumor that they are leaving the VA in droves?
Well, it came up in the news media that a lot of people have been quitting with the claims and compensation aspect of for veterans. Because a lot of us as veterans...
Oh, you got to tell us about this. Why?
Yeah. What had been happening, Carrie, the claims process kind of works like this, you know, real short. You put your claim in. They have about 120 days, roughly 120, 128 days to adjudicate your claim, which means they send you to a CNP or you don't need a claims and pension examination. They look through your medical paperwork, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it's been taking longer, and a lot of veterans have been concerned and talking to their congresspeople and senators and all that. Well, come to find out, even though the VA had hired X amount of people, they've been losing X amount of people. And it's kind of unfortunate. Mm. And a lot of times it might be the politics, or from what I understand, it's the caseload, Carrie Hines. It's that case that, suppose somebody tells you you have a quota to meet on a weekly basis, or else you lose so many points, you know, working, and it reflects. And then they give you 25 cases a day to do for veterans. You haven't even finished the ones you got started.
I would have to say, Michael, I believe that sounds like something that I could see somebody putting out there as an incentivizing type idea. But,
right,
you know, when you, and sometimes an incentive can be what they call a disincentive. And that means that instead of something working in a positive way, it has the opposite effect. So where they create a quota for you, and this sounds, you know, I also have a background in quality assurance. So this sounds like Q&A to me, where the, you know, they put out the guidelines of the folks who are working there. You have X amount of claims that you have to do. And they've got to be from such and such and such and such. We'll take a sampling of your work, review that, and then go over it with you, blah, 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 blah. The more that you close, the more that you close effectively, the more that you do this, the more that you do that, they could have all kind of additional benefits and things that we don't know. And so the caseload, what you just said, is critical to understanding. And that's how most companies will operate on an administrative level
very
in the civilian world work. Yeah,
right.
I understand. I've had clients, and I always share that with you. I started as an administrator just a block from where I sit right now talking to you guys. That's how I ended up out here in this particular area in Brooklyn, New York, because I used to work right down the street, and I moved on right near the building. And so I'm still here, running the show and operating in this beautiful studio. But what amazes me, and I do mean a studio, not a studio apartment, but a studio that we get to have every day. So we're knocking on wood on that. Now, what amazes me about this whole topic, Michael, is that when I started as an administrator, because this speaks to your point about a caseload, I didn't even have any clients. And I was in the organization, so folks who were trying to cash in their stock when an old company takes over a different company, we were a third party, and it was my job to transfer the stock ownership. So, you know, I had to be kind of smart. It was one of those kind of jobs.
Sounds good to me.
I do want to say, well, Michael, here's the thing to your point. When I started as an administrator, and again, one of the only African-American reorganization administrators doing this, I had no clients. And I loved the job. I was like, whoa, you're going to pay me all day to basically sit here and wait for folks to call in? I'd have maybe one. That was the best job I ever could ask for. Well, let me tell you how one day turned into the next. And after a few years, it was so busy. I can't even begin to tell you how crazy I was. It was so busy. I can't even begin to tell you. I had a pile of folders. And it was the kind of work that, let's say I closed the deal. I used to consult corporate attorneys and deal with chief accounting offices, which we call CAOs. You've heard of the term COO as the chief operating officer, or CEO as the chief executive officer, but you may not be familiar with the CAO, which is the chief accounting officer. So I had to deal with all these kinds of folks, consult the attorneys, because they did not know the process often to exchange the stock ownership for their clients and all of that. So that was my job. And so let me tell you, I had a pile of folders on my desk, and they never went away. It was the kind of client that you resolve their issue, but if there was any legally, maybe there was a question that came up about a case you closed 2 years ago. You had to remember what you did on it. You had to go back and pull the file, research it,
yeah, wow,
and get back to an attorney. Oh, yes. Now, I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Yeah, how about that?
You want me to remember what I did on a legal case about something I could care less about 4 years ago? It was really, I have to tell you, Michael, and I mean I had a pile of folders. I look at my desk right now. I got a pile of folders right now on the desk. But it's very different when you're running your own business versus working for others. So
very much so.
I totally get it about the pile of clients and all of that, Michael Hopkins. I really do.
Very much so, Carrie.
So,
and you know, there's
awesome,
a,
Michael.
Yeah, there's another point that you brought up, Carrie. And the quality control.
QC.
And sometimes,
yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes that can drop off. And that's what's been happening with a lot of the claims and the claims process. And people are getting turned down for claims that ordinarily they would not get turned down. You know, I just had one of my clients get turned down for his migraines as secondary to his tinnitus. Your favorite one, the ringing in the ear.
Yes.
I mean, normally, Carrie, when I help a client with that claim, it's not a problem. I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
They get rated. All of a sudden now I get somebody telling my client that there's no, in the medical literature, it's not there as a relationship between tinnitus and migraines. Really?
Well, I am just blown away. I really am. Now, let me tell you guys, today at 8:29, we'll start 8:29, it's a special bonus episode of Vet Talk Radio. And, Michael, I've got on one of your – I'm replaying this for everybody out there. Just amazing. It's 5 common mistakes that make when filing. So this is really something from your season 3.
Wow, Carrie.
Yeah, that was
going
to get back
Carrie,
on.
That one's
Yes. I'm super excited about it. So we want you guys to tune in 30 this morning. So so don't budge. We've got something for you today. And I'm really excited.
Don't touch that dial, right? Like we used to say back in the day.
Don't touch the dial.
Don't touch that dial.
I remember that well.
Yeah.
Don't touch that dial because the radios used to have a dial, literally. And kind of like the phone. Everything had a dial back then. We didn't have push buttons so much. And so we used to literally turn the dial on the radio, just like you used to turn the dial on a TV to change the channel. So
hey,
this goes
same
way
thing
back
in cars,
for you
Carrie.
Kids.
Same thing in
wow.
cars.
Wow. Everything was about circular motion back then, Hopkins.
Yep. But now, wow. I'm glad I had that back then.
So I think this would be really nice for you, Michael. This is a surprise that we wanted to share with you guys today.
It is a surprise. Thank you, because, I mean, this one's a great one. It really is.
Yeah, this one actually was a really good one. We're going to see how we maneuver, and I can't wait. I'm super excited about it. So at about 8:29, 8:30 this morning, you want to be right here to hear this. So. We don't do bonus episodes all that much, so this is big deal, and it's very informative. And again, you don't have to be a veteran to appreciate what Michael will be sharing.
Nope,
I think it's going to be awesome. So, but if you are, you're going to just love it. And so, good stuff, Michael. I got to say that I want to kind of go in a little bit. I grew up in Philadelphia. Most of you guys know. Michael, you also come from my hometown.
Very much so.
We both came from the wonderful place called Philadelphia, out in Philly. I have to say it was really
born and raised.
Exactly. Thank you, Will Smith. Yeah, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And it was just a wonderful place to grow up. It really was. And I remember how great the folks were down there. I do. I remember how great they were. They still are. I've got many family members who are still there. I'm sure you
yes,
do
so
as well,
do
Michael Hopkins. Yeah, we're both from Philly.
Yeah.
We are Philly folks.
And you know, Carrie, you haven't had a cheesesteak or a hoagie until you go to Philadelphia. No matter what anybody says.
Well, yeah, they are the folks who are behind all of that. So they are the ones who are behind it. And we love that. We really do. So, guys, I just have to say thank you so much for being part of this whole operation and just helping us to be successful at what we do, and you're just doing it up. So listen, why don't we take a little bit of a break? We'll be back. We've got a whole lot more to get into. And remember to be in place for the Vet Talk special today that's coming up real soon. So right here, keep it right here this morning. And Michael, when we come back from our break, I want to talk a little bit on growing up in Philadelphia and listening to Miss Mary Mason. And so folks who are not from Philadelphia may not know what we're talking about. Now, so we're going to give you a chance to Google her if you'd like. She's a radio personality out of Philadelphia. We're going to tell you all about why this kind of is important to us here. So stay tuned. We've got a lot more to get into this morning. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new movie talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's movie talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
All right, you're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now we have with us one of our program's longest running supporters. We're talking about the amazing Miss Regina. Again, good morning, Regina. Yes. Now you're out on location in New York City.
Yes, I am.
A makeup event. Yes. Can you tell us a little bit? You're at the Jacob Javits Center live this morning. What's happening at the event? What do you see?
Well, it's very busy. There's a lot of people. It's called the Makeup in New York Skin Care and Makeup Exploration event.
Okay. And, so this is an event for what? It's an event for makeup artists and people in the industry.
Yes, it is for people in the industry. It's also open to some people who are do makeup or like to wear makeup. It's open to
the
public.
That sounds absolutely awesome.
Okay.
Yes. Now, have you had a chance to talk to any of the vendors, the merchants there? Are there a lot of them?
Not Yeah, there's a lot of vendors. There's a lot of vendors. And, you know, there are a lot of them from Europe, from Paris.
Okay, so
and
a lot of Europeans.
From yeah, a lot of Europeans, a lot of people from different countries. So it's a good event. It's attended well.
Good.
Really attended well.
Okay. Now you don't have a whole big turnout of African Americans so much. But
you don't have a big turnout like that. But it's a good size turnout. The people are still coming.
Okay. So you may end up getting some. Okay, so it looks like it's fun. What else is going on there? Do they have, like, show, you know, is there, like, a main stage or anything like that?
Well, I don't see a main stage yet. There's conference rooms, trend areas, and I don't see a main stage as yet.
Do you see doing a makeup demonstration or anything like that?
No, to be perfectly honest, I don't see people doing makeup and demonstrations. I just
see people in the world is
I know. I don't see it. It's not a huge show.
Okay, it's a little different. Well, listen. That's the whole idea is that the Hair Radio Morning Show is on the set. We are there. Just in case.
Right.
And we want to bring the latest to our listeners. So we appreciate you going all the way to the Jacob Javits Center, which is the biggest demonstration location in New York City. And so we appreciate that. So thank you. Now, Regina, you are a longtime fan of the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I know.
So what's one of the things that you enjoy about the show when you tune in?
I enjoy the talk. I enjoy the discussion. I enjoy a lot of things about the show. Vet talk and the young lady from Mississippi,
Nicole Marie, our co-host. Yes, we shot them both out this morning.
And we thank
you for also coming to our live event. You were at our big recent live event in Manhattan, so we thank you. You're always a big supporter. Again, the great Regina.
Yes.
Regina, thank you so much. You get on back home now, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
Thank you for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back, everybody. Stay with us.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hunt.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Baby, let me explain to you what I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want to talk to you.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't want
to
see your face.
She was just telling me.
I just want to see you walking through that
baby,
door.
Baby,
ain't nothing else to say.
Why we gotta do it like this? Baby, damn.
Come home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. Thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some love, another lame excuse. See, I heard it all before. All of your lies, all of your sweet talk, baby this, baby that. But your lies ain't working now. Now look who's hurting now. Look who's hurting now. I had to shut you down.
Is just using this platform to expound on just all of the people that I reach. And mainly that is girls, women. It's everyone, but my focus is on girls and women of all ages, the youth in our community, health, because our health is our wealth. If we don't have that, we don't have anything. So focusing on our health and our wellness, our beauty, our family connections that are so, so, so very important. Family is the core of everything. And then also, Carrie, just continuing my civic responsibilities and just letting people know how very, very important it is to be a voice. Be a voice in your community. Be of service to people. Because that's what it's all about. You will definitely be rewarded when you are of service to other people, it will come back to you and bless your life just abundantly. Just letting people know, just inspiring them, like with the hope of the day, continuing that, and just continuing to encourage, to uplift, and just let people know how important they are. It's important who you are and you realizing how important you are and just how much you matter.
One of the things I want to do with the veterans is I want to go out into the community and I want to help more veterans, especially a lot of our veterans that unfortunately are homeless or they have some other issues that no one has reached out to them. That's one of my goals, is I want to reach out to veterans like that, because many times I see that those are the veterans that actually have disabilities, and no one has reached out to them to help them. Many times, a lot of those veterans don't have to be homeless because they have disabilities that can be rated by the VA, and they could also fit into a lot of government programs that are geared towards veterans. I just want to go and get the word out to those veterans so that we can have less homeless veterans on the streets and in shelters. And we can do what we're supposed to do as a military community. We can help our other veterans. That's my goal. That's.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLock Magazine at AfroLockMagazine.com. AfroLock Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.afrolockmagazine.com and be connected. AfroLock Magazine. We're making Black progress together.
It's Thursday morning, October 5th, 2023. It's about 8:22 New York time, 7:22 for Central Time Zone, folks. And out west, it's about 5:22 in the morning if you're out on the Pacific West Coast. Just shouting out, want to shout out to our great friend, Miss Keisha McAllister, who's hairstylist to the show. Just saying good morning out there if you're up. And thanks for tuning in, folks. Just a great show. Michael Hopkins is with us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, where the time, again, is 8:22. Good to have you with us, Michael. Real good to have you here.
Very much so, Carrie Hines. Very much so.
I've been enjoying the broadcast. Now, we promised we were going to tell folks about Miss Mary Mason. When I grew up in Philly, she was on the radio. If you were black and had a house with a radio, even if there were TVs around you, it didn't matter. You turned on Miss Mary Mason every morning, and she was on about the time we're on. And early in the morning, and you had your cup of coffee with Mary. And I've got to say, Michael, you remember Mary. What do you remember about Mary Mason, Michael, growing up in Philadelphia as well?
Wow, Carrie. Oh, yeah, I remember a lot about her. She was a staple in our house. When my grandma got up in the morning, when my mother got up in the morning, that's the first thing they did. They turned on Mary Mason. And she had such a, to me, it was like a motherly type voice. And you were just so compelled to listen to Mary Mason. You couldn't help it. And she always put out such great information. And she just, that's what I loved about her. You know, growing up as a child, it was like talking to your grandma or your mother when you listen to Mary Mason. You know, I can still hear her voice. You know, every time you and I talk about back home Philly and things, and we talk about Mary Mason, I can actually still hear her voice in my head announcing the show,
now,
talking
Michael,
about topics.
We have that in common. I did not know Michael was from Philly. I was shocked. And yes, so same exact experience, Michael. We have so many of the same experiences. I grew up as well. Same exact thing. In our household, my mom, she would get up, percolate that coffee. We had one of those percolator
pots. Oh, very much so.
Where you could see it percolating at the top, percolating. I wouldn't know how to do percolating coffee if I tried, though. But my mom used to get up every morning and percolate the coffee. And we were listening to Mary Mason. That radio was on and locked. And so we at the radio, we kind of, I'd like to say when I got into radio and did so many things, I entered radio with doing the children's, my children's character out in Los Angeles, as you guys know. And when I came back east is when I created my entertainment show. That's why I know so many celebrities and stuff like that. And then I decided to do the hair business on radio, and that's where we've been ever since. But I remember that, that I enjoyed Mary's show. And so growing up, that's all we knew. So I wanted to kind of share that kind of experience, and I think we've accomplished that, where folks get up in the morning and we'll talk about just about everything. And we're always going to talk about hair and beauty. You know, I produce the Carapy products. We're steeped in the hair and beauty industry. I'm a coach to many. So we're there. We're going to be here. That's the foundation forever. But in addition to that, whatever's important to black folks, that's what's important to us. And so we're not a monolith. It's not just one cookie cutter thing for everybody. No, we're different. And each morning we're here with you to share those experiences and things that we do have in common and some things that we may not. But I'm real excited about this. And so, Michael, I just love that we remember Miss Mary Mason's show.
Oh, yeah, Carrie. That whole vibe of Philadelphia back then was just something that I will always cherish. I always cherish it, Carrie. Growing up in Philadelphia, the feeling, the vibe, the smells, the food, the people, you know, the excitement of growing up in a metropolitan area like that. And Mary Mason was a big part of it, very big part of growing up in Philadelphia back in the day. Very big part.
That was the experience, right? There are
several things
that you know is Philly. And Mary, and my last understanding, I'm going to check in on Mary. The last I heard, she was and a home down in Philly, so I'll take a look. I did check on her a couple years ago, and I'll look in and see how she's coming along. We'll get that update to you. In the meanwhile, there's a lot of Mary on YouTube. You can always go back and listen to her on YouTube. There's tons of Mary Mason radio shows on YouTube, so you can check it out.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that you guys were aware. So, Michael, we're going to send you off, just so that you can get ready, because we're bringing a whole new episode of Vet Talk Radio to the fans. And again, it's a special on 5 common mistakes vets make when filing their claims. So we're going to have you guys to take a good listen and all that good stuff. Great job, everybody.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right, Michael Hopkins, it's time for a brand new edition of the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. Good morning, and what do we have on tap today?
Well, Carrie, today's topic is 5 common mistakes all veterans should avoid when filing claims. That's what we're talking about today.
Okay. And as always, the very first thing we do on this broadcast is to salute our incredible veterans who tune into this broadcast and everywhere. We appreciate the service. We really do. And thank you so much for being part of this experience today. Well, Michael, I'm ready to get started. So 5 common mistakes you said to avoid that all veterans really should avoid when completing their claim.
I'm
ready for you to kick things off. What's at number 5?
Number 5, Carrie, this is one that I see time and time again. Veterans fill the forms out incorrectly. It's little things that a vet will do. And, you know, Carrie, it may throw you back 30 days filing your claim out the gate.
So hold on, Michael. You mean that a little tiny error on the part of the veteran could literally delay their claim being processed by even 30 days or so?
Oh, yes. Very much so, Carrie Hines. Very much so. And there is common little things that veterans do. They may have the wrong dates on the form when they fill it out, like the date that the incident happened or little things like, I mean, that's one example. Now, in another great example, and I've seen this one time and time again, the veteran forgets to sign the forms. At the end, you're supposed to sign and date, and I've seen this time in and time out. They do everything and forget to sign the form.
But let me ask you then, where is it something about the location where the signature, where they're asking for the signature on the form? Is it small print? Is it just not noticeable? Is there a box around it? Why is it that it's often forgotten or overlooked?
Usually, Carrie, what I've noticed with veterans, what happens, a lot of them rush through these forms. It's like they're in a hurry to complete the form to send it in because they want to file. And the forms, they're numbered. It's like numerical from the number 1 to maybe number 15, number 25, 31. And all you have to do is follow the numbers on the form.
Slow down.
Everything is in blocks. Everything's in blocks. It tells you what to do. It asks questions. And what happens, people get in a hurry, and they either sign in the wrong place, forget to sign altogether, or they may even use outdated forms.
I mean, I've seen that happen too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's important to talk about for a moment, Michael. So, number one, on that note, just to bring that up, how do you know if the form is the current valid and effective form to use or the correct form? Is there, like on many of the forms that I'm on a civilian side, so is there anything where there is a little code down in the bottom part of the form? A lot of times you'll see a code in the bottom left corner of a form that tells you when the form was created or the year, or there's some kind of a code. Is there a way that the veterans can be signaled that the date of the form, you know, how do they know that they're using the right form?
Well, Karen, there's several ways. There's several ways that a veteran would know if this is the correct form. One of the ways is when if you manually download the form, it will tell you if this is the latest version of the form. If you go online, you Google it.
Yeah.
That's one way, you know, it'll tell you when you bring it up. Another way, either in the upper right-hand corner or the lower left-hand corner of typical government forms, it usually tells you when it expires.
Oh,
it will tell you the expiration date. So that's how you can be aware. Or it might say this form supersedes such and such form dated, such and such date. So there's all kinds of signs that tell you that this may be the wrong form.
Wow.
Or it's outdated. Right. You have to pay attention. And a lot of times I notice with veterans, they'll fill everything out and they don't go back and double check or triple check. I tell all my veterans that I help, go back, double check, triple check, quadruple check these forms. Take your finger if you have to. Go down every line on the form over and over.
You are a true accredited claims agent. And
very much
this
so.
This is great help. And this, I learned a lot just listening to you today on this. So now, does that count as part of the five common mistakes that veterans should avoid when completing their claim?
Yes. Now that's number. Now number four, Carrie. Moving ahead.
Yeah.
The wrong forms.
Oh,
they're not sure. And what I mean by that is this. I give a perfect example. We had this happen in our veterans meeting one day, where a couple of vets filled out what they thought was the proper form for compensation. Only, here we go again, 30 days later, 40 days later, they get a letter in the mail from the VA. And what does the VA claim section say? In essence, they send you this nice little letter, and in essence it says, please fill out the proper form. You filled out the wrong form. And they were scratching their head. They said, well, this is the form they told me to fill out. A lot of times, Kerry, this is what happens. Somewhere along the way, the individual veteran filed for compensation for an item.
Uh-huh.
That item was denied. The veteran usually forgot that item was denied. Sometimes it's a passage of time. The veteran may have filed for this 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 8 years ago. It was denied. They forgot that it was denied. And back in 2018, 2019, in that time frame, a new system came out. It's kind of like a three-lane system that the VA calls it. But it basically works like this. You filed a claim. You got denied. As of 2019, you have three lanes. In other words, you can file a supplemental claim. That means you have new evidence that the government does not have, i.e. the VA. You can also, the next one you can file is called a higher level review. You disagree with the decision that the VA gave you. You're not allowed to submit any new evidence. You ask them to go back and look at the evidence you submitted. And normally the person looking at it would be a person on a higher level, like an immediate supervisor or someone that's a seasoned person that's been working at the claim section with the VA for quite a while. Because maybe the person that did your claim, maybe they missed something. You were entitled to something and they read it the wrong way in the regs. Your third option, if you want to go to the Board of Veteran Appeals or the BVA, you have another form that you fill out and you submit that form, and then it's kind of a waiting game with the Board of Veteran Appeals. That's what happens when people fill out the wrong. I can just about guess when they tell me the VA sent them a letter like that, I can just about tell that's what happened. They did a claim. They forgot about the claim. They filled out as if they never filed for the claim. And the VA said, well, yeah, you did. You filed for this claim 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago. It could even be 20 years ago. So that is another just issue that a lot of veterans go through, Carrie, when they don't know which one to do. And it's frustrating,
They may have filed the claim,
right,
and it might have been rejected, and they might have forgotten.
Right, that's pretty much.
So what is pretty the much. Issue is that they go back and they think it's a new claim, and it isn't. And so
right. That
is a common mistake. So how does the veteran, what tips should we tell the veteran to check to see if they, maybe they have a suspicion that they may have already filed? What should you tell them to do?
Well, several things, Carrie. When I advise my vets as an accredited claims agent, one of the things I tell them to do is to gather all of their decision letters.
Mm.
It's very important that they hold on to the decision letters, they keep them, they file them away, because in your decision letters, it tells you on the cover sheet what you filed for and what the decision was. It's either granted, deferred, or denied. It's just that simple.
And are they dated at that point?
Right. The decision letter is dated. And it basically says, we have made a decision on your claim. Pretty much that's what the decision letter has. And it lists everything that you filed for and the end result. Inside the letter, they tell you why they either granted it to you, turned you down, or deferred it. It tells you. So that's a big step right there. If they don't have decision letters, Carrie Hines, one of the easiest things to do is call the VA, call the claim section, and ask questions. And they can actually tell you if you filed for something and when you filed for it. They can tell you.
And that sounds like a great way to start as well. That's one
of
the first things you should do. Then you know which direction you're going.
Right. And, you know, Carrie, it gets even better recently due to all the modern technology that we have now with the phones that we have and the apps. The VA has an app that you can go to as a veteran, and you can look at every decision letter that you have by the touch of your phone.
Because, Michael, you are very tech savvy. But maybe you guys out there are some veterans who may be a little apprehensive or not be as clear.
Right.
What an app does, an app like Michael's referring to, an app is short for the word application. That's what app stands for in the way of technology. So we have apps that help us to facilitate all kinds of things. On our phones, and they help us to to access websites. They help us to do all sorts of things that you can just imagine. And they're great. And generally, again, most are free to download, especially in this case, and have it as part of your home, regardless of what kind of phone that you have. These generally, they make a version for that type of phone. And so this one, I'm super excited. I didn't even realize they had an app. So thank you for knowing that, for putting that out there, Michael. And this is going to be great for the veterans.
Very much so. They're trying to, i.e. the VA, Carrie, they're trying to make things a little bit easier for veterans and make it so that you have access to all of these things in a timely manner. You know, that's their end goal. Their end goal is to have it so that you, the individual veteran, you can go reach out and touch these things rather quickly, print them out, and that's what they're trying to do. And what you're saying is correct, Carrie. You know, reality is sometimes some of our veterans may not be tech savvy. It's just, you know, it's a reality. And my suggestion, if you're not tech savvy, call the VA. As a veteran, you have that right to call the VA, the claim section, the benefits section, and ask questions. You have that right.
That.
They will literally, believe it or not, Carrie, you know they'll actually send you your decision letters if you don't have them, if you lost them, you misplaced them. All you have to do is ask. A lot of the vets don't know, so they don't ask.
Michael, you have let them have it today. Go ahead.
Very much so.
Yeah. So you were saying a lot of veterans.
A lot of the veterans, they don't know. And I advise my vets all the time, just call. They're open from 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 in the evening Eastern Standard Time. And that would be what Central would be, 8 to 8. And just call.
Starting. Yeah, 9 to 9 is 8 to 8 Central Time Zone. Okay, Michael Hopkins, I'm loving this. And I think the veterans out there, I think you guys are appreciating this today. Again, 5 common mistakes to avoid. We want the veterans to avoid these common errors that they make when filing the claims. These are the most common ones. So, all right, Michael, what's next on the list?
Next on the list, Carrie, is number 3, not seeking help before filing a claim. Sometimes it's not good. Sometimes some veterans don't ask for help when they go to file a claim and they're trying to gather evidence and they're trying to do things. They don't ask for help. A lot of the veterans, you know, many of them, I wouldn't say, you know, many veterans feel as though, well, I know what I'm doing. I know how to do this. Yes, they may have filed some claims a couple of times and they had some wins. Yes. Right. Or you know, sometimes you got turned down. It's always a good idea, Carrie Hines, to have a second set of eyes on your claims for compensation. It's always a good idea.
Now, but who should that second set of eyes belong to?
That second set of eyes, it could be someone like myself as an accredited claims agent through the VA. It could be a VSO, a Veteran Services Officer. It could be from any of the different organizations like the Disabled American Veterans, the American Legion, AmVets. There are organizations out here. There are state organizations. Whatever state you live in, there's state organizations that cater to veterans, and they help veterans with their claim for compensation.
And
so
again,
there's
these
so many.
They're typically free, right, Michael?
They're typically free. Yes, that's that magic four-letter word, Carrie Hines. Free.
Yes.
You can get their advice. You can get their invaluable advice for free. You can't put a price on that. And they will point you in the right direction, make sure you have the right forms you're filing and you signed everything, and they can help you.
Wow.
Even though, you know, they can help you. And that's just my one of the things I've seen with vets that I've helped. They went to file something, and then they asked me my opinion, and I looked at their forms, and I see so many mistakes, and I go through the form with them. I explain to them what the problem is when they go to file, what's going to be the problem, what's missing, and then I help them correct the problems so that they can be successful at filing for compensation.
Wow. Well, I'm loving this today, Michael Hopkins. This is incredible. So I can't wait to hear what's at number two.
Number two, Kerry, is a very important one. Many times veterans don't submit medical evidence. They go to file. That's the one element they're missing.
Medical
evidence.
Medical evidence.
Yes, yes. You're filing for a claim for compensation. That's what you have to have. You have to have some type of medical evidence when you're filing. Sometimes we may not have it per se, but the other medical evidence that you have could be from your VA doctor, or it could be from your private doctor, or it could be a combination. A perfect example, I had a veteran who did not have his original service treatment records, his medical records from active duty. He did not have them when we went to file. He didn't have them. He's been out 40, 50 years, did not have them. But what he did have, he had current medical records from his private doctor.
Wow.
The good thing was when we submitted, we gave the VA, i.e. the claim section, we gave them enough information to search for his original service treatment records when he was active duty. We gave them enough information, and we showed them how what happened to him on active duty has continued now into the present, and we won.
They were able to see that correlation.
Right. They saw the correlation when he went to the examiner for his claims. The examiner clearly saw the correlation and said, yes, this happened to you while you were on active duty in the military, and it has continued up until now.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it was beautiful. He went from a rating of 10% to 70%.
Wow.
Just by us doing this one thing. A huge leap. And what's even better with that, Kerry?
What?
He even picked up two ratings that he did not file for.
Wow.
So, you know, it's possible to do this. It's possible.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just the medical evidence just makes it so much easier.
Yeah, yeah.
When you file.
Michael, it seems to me what I'm getting from this, my takeaway, you know, and I would encourage all veterans and the folks who are supporting, the advocates, the people out there, or just our friends and family members who happen to be veterans. And what's going through my mind is to make sure that they're aware of this. And I'm like, hold everything. Hold on to everything.
They hold the bus.
I mean, Michael, that, doing the show with you, the first thing comes in my mind now when I talk to Ben, I'm like, don't throw anything away. Hold that.
No.
Put that away.
No.
Remember
keep
these things.
Everything.
You might need them later. And,
yes.
Michael, this is huge.
Oh,
this
yes.
is huge.
Very much so.
Well, I'm loving
very
this
much
today.
So.
Yeah, again, five common mistakes veterans should avoid, of course, when filing their claims. Now, Michael, please remind everybody, before we get to that all-top spot at number one, remind everybody what you covered already from 5 to 2, please. Take it away.
Right, very much so, Carrie. Number 5 is the forms are filled out incorrectly. Wrong information, misinformation.
Wow.
Number 4, the wrong forms are used when filing. I mean, people use the wrong forms.
Unbelievable. And number it can 3, delay. My favorite part of what you said about that, it could really delay.
So. It can delay it. 30, 45 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Number 3, very important. Many veterans don't go out and seek help before they're filing these claims. That's a no-no. Even though you filed before. That second set of eyes may catch something that you didn't see or didn't think about. Number 2, no medical evidence was submitted with the claim.
That's
not good at all. You should have some type of medical evidence
to support the claim. Wow. Well, Michael, as always, I just want to also take a moment again to salute the amazing fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show. This has been so huge for everybody. It really has. And this is a big, big help. So, Michael, what's at number 1?
Gary, the number 1 that veterans, they should do everything they can to avoid.
Biggest
common mistake. What they do is they file a non-service connected injury or illness claim.
Mm. Explain that,
Michael. Yeah, basically what they do, Carrie, is they're filing a claim for something that happened after they left active duty. It had nothing to do with them being.
Does this happen often, Hopkins?
Oh,
wow.
Yes, very much so. I see people, they'll file, and they'll file as a primary. That's another great example. One of the all-time things that people file for as a primary,
right,
and it's like non-service connected as a primary, is obstructive sleep apnea.
Okay, wow.
OSA. I see they'll file for it, they'll get turned down, and they want to know why. Because this is what they've done, Kerry Hines. They've gone to the VA healthcare system, the VHA, and they've got diagnosed with sleep apnea. So they say, oh, yeah, I got diagnosed with it, so let me go ahead and file for it. They'll file, they get turned down, and they can't figure out why. Well,
exactly
the VA hospital said, yeah, and they'll say, well, the VA hospital said I got it. Usually when you file something that's non-service connected, you didn't connect the dots, as I call it, to the VA claim section. It's not really making sense what you're filing for. Normally what has happened, it didn't happen on active duty service. And if it didn't happen on active duty service, or even if it was after active duty.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like another great example is after your active duty time, you were running and you fell and you hurt your right ankle. And your buddy tells you, oh, yeah, you should go ahead and file for that. And you go and file. But you have no medical evidence, or you say you heard it. You have no proof that it happened on active duty, and it's not connected to anything. That's the biggest thing for veterans, to have something service connected. It's, I always call it connected dots.
Absolutely.
I know, just like, you know, with your favorite one that you always love, Carry, that tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
That's your favorite one, tinnitis.
Yes. We've tinnitus. Tinnitus, many shows.
Many times. And,
yes,
you know, I've had veterans where the VA, the claim section, said it wasn't service-connected.
Wow.
Now you have to go back and show them it was service-connected. Sometimes you can do it, sometimes you cannot. But it all boils down to, as we said, medical evidence. But
medical
some people,
evidence.
They skip over all of that, and they try to make it stick. And it usually does not work.
No. Well, what does work is Michael Hopkins. Michael,
very much so.
I have to say, you have just, as an accredited claims agent, you cut through all the red tape and the mustard, so to speak. So listen, thank you so much for all of this. I really have to say, and I want to take a moment to let all the fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show know that you're at.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.